Alrighty, so I did try to reach out to the customer twice. I didn't get a response. It's like the number didn't even go through. So I'm finna send an escalated email advising that I called twice and just basically see what's going on, okay?
Okay, but I have the customer on the other line. Did you need to talk to her? That's probably why you couldn't reach her.
No, ma'am. I didn't reach out to the customer. I was reaching out to the text.
Oh, the team. Gotcha. I thought you
yes,
said
ma'am.
Customer. I apologize.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm sorry. If I did, you know. I'm so sorry.
It's a long day. I feel you. I feel you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the customer did let me know that they talked to her at 11 a.m.
Okay.
Because she is scheduled a 7 to 1, and they said that they wouldn't be there until around 4 o'clock, but now she's still currently waiting. That's why she just wanted to check in.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to add that to the note that they spoke with her around 11, correct?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. Let me get this typed up while you're on the phone, okay?
Sure. No problem.
All right, give me one moment to send this email off as well. Well, finish sending this email off, excuse me.
No problem. And would they give the customer a call just so?
Yes, ma'am. So once that we get an update, the customer will get contacted. So you
Perfect.
Can advise her that.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
I will.
Alrighty.
Did you need anything else from me?
All right, no, ma'am. I'm sending it off now. If is anything else I could assist you with? Because she will get a call once we receive an update or something like that, you know?
No problem. You've been great. Have a great night.
You as well, Ms. Lisa. And you have a wonderful day, and you be safe, okay? Thank you for calling XPO.
Thank you. Bye-bye.